angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
Many of us Christians will start our day by saying, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." But then by the time we get to the office and that guy cuts us off on the highway and we remember we've forgotten our phone sitting on the coffee table at home, the day's joy has been completely lost. Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert, preaching to myself. Joining me here on the panel, my best friend, our science advisor and co-host of Sci Friday on Skywatch TV, my best friend, my wife, Sharon Gilbert.
Hi, sweetie.
And also joining us, the man behind the scenes, our producer and the guy who, like I said last week, makes us look better than we are, Joe Artishorn.
Hi, thanks, Joe. Derek.
And our guest who has written a remarkable book, which teaches us that we need to be aware of the small blessings and the small miracles that surround us every day. She is the executive producer of Freedom Today Television, national director of Regents for Christian Women in Media, and the author of a brand new book, No Regrets, How Loving Deeply and Living Passionately Can Impact Your Legacy Forever, Robin Bertram. Robin, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You, as we talked last week, had the experience of knowing what it feels like to live each day as though it's your last, because you'd been told that your final day was coming a lot sooner than you expected. How did that change your perception of the little things around you that we often take for granted?
Derek, that's so important, because before the incident, I would say that I spent most of my time working and working hard, and some days forgetting to enjoy the beauty, forgetting to look at the flowers or set out in the sun or just enjoy playing with my puppy. I mean, small things that you don't think about really taking the time to absorb. You might do it, but not be part of the moment. After that experience, I decided in my heart that I was going to try to take in every spare moment and enjoy everything I can enjoy.
Mm. I was just going to say, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because honestly, there are a lot of people who, being given essentially a death sentence, told you're going to die within the next 2 years, that person would think, well, I've got to make every day count for work. I've got to toil. I've got to make sure I get all the legacy for my kids, earn as much money as I can. Mm. You say, enjoy God's creation. Yes. He's put things in our path that seem small, but they are beautiful moments that affect us in ways, that affect our progeny in ways, our future in ways, our legacy in ways that we cannot fathom on this side of eternity.
Absolutely. We're so blessed. If you look at the surroundings and just take the time to enjoy them, to take all of that in. And my whole perspective changed. When I was sitting in the darkness, and this book is about living more than it is about dying, because what we do with our days will determine what we're leaving behind. And so for me, I just decided in my heart, I'm going to spend this time with my family, loving them, just giving them as much of me as I could possibly give them. Hmm. Because we can be present and not be there.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when you have a heavy work schedule, when you have deadlines to meet, when you have things that have to be done, sometimes you forget to do that. And unfortunately, I fell into that trap. Mm. But when I was in that dark moment, God seemed so big to me. And I can imagine standing in heaven before him. And I saw him in a whole new light. And I don't know how to clearly explain, except to say that I felt so tiny. And he seemed so mm-hmm. big. And for him to love me, to hear me, to answer my prayers, it was overwhelming, the love that I felt from an awesome, mighty, powerful God. And it's really what got me through those dark days.
He loves us so much. Before we started filming, you and I were talking about some of the miracles in our own lives, and I told you a story about a car crash that I was in. Tell me the story about when you almost drove off into a ravine.
Yes. I was 17 years old. I was coming home from a band concert. I had dropped a friend off, and I hit a patch of ice in the road. The car was in a place where I couldn't go forward. I couldn't go backwards. The car started to slide. About 2 feet from the road was an embankment, a cliff, about 40 feet down an icy river. And the car was sliding that way. Mm-hmm. And I just screamed out, "Jesus, help me." And Sharon, I'm telling you, that car, it was miraculous. It was the hand of God. It felt as though an angel just picked up that car and pushed it forward. Mm-hmm. And had it not been for the Lord that night, my car would have been in that river.
Yeah,
I am certain. I am certain of that. And it really taught me something about the power of prayer. When our hearts are pure before God, and when we're passionate about what we're praying, God will respond to our prayers. And that was such a lesson at an early age. God has taught me all through my life, when I'm in those dark places, those places where man can't help, there's no doctor that can help, there's no one that can pull me out, God's been there every single time. And I looked back, and I wrote that in the book, No Regrets, because it was such a powerful lesson on the power of prayer. When we move, and we move in His name, under His authority, in His will, we'll see the miraculous.
Amen. Mm.
Robin, for those that didn't get to watch last week's program, if you don't mind, let's back up just a little bit, because we kind of opened the program. Sharon mentioned this death sentence that your doctor basically gave you. But for those that weren't here last week, that didn't get to hear a part of your testimony, and just maybe a snapshot, bring the viewers up to speed. You were going about life, you're totally healthy, you'd never had any health problems, and then one day, what happened?
I had an issue with my arm. I thought it was from painting a friend's home. Mm-hmm. And I walked into a walk-in clinic because my sister and my niece really encouraged me to go. Mm-hmm. And the doctor looked at me and said, "It's neurological." And he gave me 4 very serious diagnoses. He took 3 off the table, and he left 1 on the table. And he said, the possibility of ALS, which is debilitating, non-treatable.
There's no cure.
No cure. Nothing they can do for you at all. And you generally see about 2 years of life after that.
And he basically told you, go home and wait.
Go home and wait.
Go home to die.
Wait. Yes.
That's crazy. That is
what Sharon is referring to when she says basically being handed by man.
Yes.
A death sentence.
Yes.
So when you were during that chapter of your life, that is really where learning to lean and depend on God for healing became the epicenter.
Yes.
And that is really what people that read the book No Regrets, when they're reading this, it's not just another decision by another author to put out another book on forgiving and living every day for the fullest. The depth, the lens that you were looking through, mm-hmm. when the pages of this book were beginning to be construct, are coming from that reality that a lot of us live in some degree of concern about. Nobody wants to face the physician when he says, you have basically X number of days to live, and there's not a thing other than go home and try to be comfortable that we can do about it.
Yeah.
So the people need to understand this book, No Regrets, is not another 10 steps to happy living.
Yes.
This is a very serious book.
Thank you.
And it comes from somebody who has been cured miraculously from something that otherwise there's no cure for.
Did you tell your neurologist that you believed that the Lord had healed you?
I did. I told him I believed in the power of prayer, and I'm fine, and I knew that it was God, and he agreed with me.
Oh, how about that?
That's
amazing.
That's not something you hear every day.
He did agree with me.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That is.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to get into a topic here, and we'll do this right after the break as we discuss how do we, who have not personally experienced this type of miraculous healing, develop that sense of faith that God can do these things, and also the sense of gratitude, being appreciative of the things around us. Our conversation with Robin Bertram about her book, No Regrets, continues right after this on SkyWatch TV.
After facing the possibility of her own death, Robin Bertram took inventory of her life and realized she was given a second chance, a chance to love deeply, to choose joy, and to live life without regret. In her brand new book, No Regrets, she shares her personal testimony of miraculous healing and asks the hard question, if you were to die today, have you really lived? SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Live With No Regrets special offer. In the new book, No Regrets, Robin Bertram encourages you to live each day as if it's your last. Cultivate an awareness of everyday blessings, develop a pay-it-forward mentality, and participate in your very own 30-day love challenge. Also, when you purchase No Regrets from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive Learning to Lean from Defender Publishing, a collection of 10 inspirational personal accounts of triumph, survival, and perseverance. A compilation of true stories that illustrate God's grace at work today. Plus, have you ever wondered when you pray why sometimes God makes us wait for answers knowing it can be so difficult? Or why he answers some prayers in just a moment and others days to even years later? Well, also included in this limited time special offer, When Heaven Seems Silent. Walk with authors Mark and Tammy Endres through their inspiring personal journey as they provide biblical insights to challenging questions just like those. In this book, you'll learn to discern God's voice, wait without anger or disappointment, face your own emotions, and so much more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $50. Yours now for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. This incredible collection of true inspirational accounts of God's miraculous healing and divine intervention is sure to encourage and strengthen you. The Live With No Regrets special offer, available now at the SkyWatch TV store.
Welcome back to SkyWatch TV. We have a lot of content available for viewers on the web only, and we need to let you know that not only is the web content such as interviews we couldn't fit into our weekly television schedule, daily news updates, science programming like Sci-Friday, mm-hmm. and Into the Multiverse with Josh Peck. But not only available at the website, skywatchtv.com, but web-delivered content through Roku and now through Apple TV. So for information on those, log on to skywatchtv.com. Robin, your book, No Regrets, as Joe mentioned, your prayer life and your attitude relationship with God was really focused in a very dramatic way through the diagnosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, and the death sentence that that entails. But in your book, you give some direction and encouragement on how to develop an attitude of gratitude to God. For people reading the book who've not experienced that type of miraculous healing, how do we go about being appreciative of God for what he's done for us?
Derek, I think that starts again with the small things. When we sit down to a meal, we'll say a prayer and bless the food. Oftentimes, that prayer is a rote prayer,
yes.
with
mm-hmm.
no emotion
right.
at
exactly.
all behind
yeah,
it.
Routine.
Right. Routine. We get mm-hmm. into routine prayer. We say our prayers at night and ask God to bless our family. When we really want to look deeper at the things of God, we have to understand that every good gift comes from God alone. And when we start to really grasp the concept that we have nothing of any value at all in our hand except what God has given us.
That's right.
If we just take that one little nugget and start to look around your life, look what you have, and thank God for the small things. And if you do that daily, God will show you more and more and more. And I love it because I am much more aware and thankful for the small things in life. When you go through tragedy, when you go through struggles like that, and God brings you through, you know that you have something to be thankful for.
You know, a little while ago you were talking about appreciating the small beauties all around us. First of all, God didn't have to make the world so beautiful. He clearly appreciates beauty. Therefore, we should appreciate the beauty He's created. But by doing that, I know when I look around as a scientist, I look at the miracle of the cell and the miracle of the beauty, the symmetry of the DNA molecule. Those are gorgeous creations, and that helps me to understand Him a little bit better. But more than that, I think it starts a growing process within me that pulls me closer to Him.
Absolutely. And I think we need to take what we have. We need to teach the next generation from our life experiences. And that's part of this book, too, because I know how important legacy is. And I know that we have to pass those values, those characteristic traits that we have, our understanding of prayer, and pour it into the next generation. Because if we don't do that, we will lose that generation. Mm-hmm. And we've got a wealth of information and knowledge from life experience alone. And so I think that we need to take that time and pour into the next generation. So this book is not only good for people who may want to understand how to live a life of no regrets. It's good to pass on to their children and their grandchildren so that they learn to raise a family of a next generation that learns to walk a life of no regrets.
Mm-hmm. You know, Father's Day is coming up. You're a wonderful dad. You're a wonderful dad. You and I are coming from a totally different perspective. I've got to ask you, as a father, how do you leave that kind of legacy without seeming like you're sort of wishy-washy, like I'm too much of a girly guy? Because you're both very, very male. I mean, you're a men's man.
Well, thank you, Sharon.
But you're also very tender-hearted. So how do you, what are you doing to leave a legacy with your kids, Joe?
Well, I spend a lot of my time trying to figure out what the fullness of my calling is now. So I'm not sure I have the perfect, takeaway for viewers at home. But I do try. To think both in terms of ministry now here at Skywatch, but also being more available to my kids. Most of our viewers know that back in January I had a pretty serious surgery. And while I'm not claiming at all to have faced what Robin has gone through, if we were to take a sliding scale and find some place way down on the end of maybe a one percentile, I can relate to pieces of what you're saying. Right after my surgery, they took out 16 inches of my colon due to a disease that I'd had for years called diverticulosis, and we talked with our viewers about that back in January. I'm still recovering. But when I was at the early side of recovery, I started having these chest pains. And basically, a very long story short, I thought I was having a heart attack. And when I went in the first time, basically they did a series of tests and said, well, we can't tell you that it's your heart, but we also can't tell you that it isn't. And there was this moment where my wife took our newborn home and I was there by myself. They couldn't tell me anything further until the following day, but they wouldn't let me go home. So here I am by myself in a recovery room, basically like the part of the hospital where they have all the chest pain sufferers and things like this. And it gave me at least several hours, so nothing in comparison to the year and a half that you dealt with. But there was this moment where I started to think, you know, what if in the morning I find out something very different about my heart? What if I find out that this expectation for, well, you know, I've probably got another 30, 40, 50 years if things get better. What if that's not the case? And so on a very tiny, tiny measurable scale, I do understand a part of what you're saying about reflecting. So getting back to your question, Sharon, that was a really serious time for me to imagine how much time am I spending at the office. You know, the Bible's pretty clear about if a man's home is not in order, he's worse than an infidel in the eyes of the Lord. So you can even be trying to warrior things for the Lord and error on the side of not being available to your family as much as he wants.
Which often happens
and your priorities,
with pastors and their families.
Pastors, exactly, pastors. And so the priorities get out of balance. I mean, you can actually error on the side of doing too much for the kingdom
when
you have children and a wife at home. So
yeah.
I don't know if that answers your question, but I'm trying to find the balance.
Well, and you went through something similar too, because you were you were married before. Many people who watch our programs know that we've both been married before, and you were essentially, you know, the Mr. Mom.
There was a period there where I was Mr. Mom, and during that period of my life, I was selling real estate, and I won't tell the whole story, but basically had a somebody was supposed to be giving us counseling on how to sell, but it turned out that the lesson was a very powerful lesson on the power of our words to affect change. And this sales coach was trying to tell us how it would help us close more deals, but what it told me was that the words I chose to use to my then, you know, 5-6-year-old daughter was were having much more of an impact than I realized.
Mm-hmm.
And so that changed how I interacted with her. And just within the last few weeks, I had a little bit of a lesson, a little bit of a confirmation in how that translates, I think, into legacy, which is a big word that means different things to different people. But our daughter, who's now 27, mentioned to me that she said, well, I know you said once that you would fight a lion to be at my wedding.
Wow, yeah.
And I don't remember saying that to her. She said, no, I was really little, but it always stuck with me. And that was something I tossed off. I would, but I don't remember saying it.
Right.
It's just to me, that's just part of my being.
And the fact
that she knows that about me, that hit me.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing we were texting back and forth when she said this to me, because otherwise I would have cried on the phone with you.
I love that.
Not the legacy I want to...
Well, and not to leave Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
To direct this back to you, Robin, in your book, No Regrets, is that the kind of legacy you're talking about?
Yes, yes. You know, we have to start with salvation first.
Amen.
Yes.
Because if we don't start with salvation, we don't have a legacy to leave. We might have money and cars and all that sort of thing,
right,
but we don't have a legacy to leave.
And for us men... thinking in terms of, well, that's how we're going to leave our legacy. We're going to make sure that our families are protected. They never have to worry about money. But how much does that matter if they don't know in their hearts, if your daughters don't know, daddy would fight a grizzly bear if it was threatening me?
And I can't leave our viewers hanging, because they'll probably wonder, well, he never finished the story, 30 seconds or less. They did a series of tests on my heart, by the way, for those that are curious. And they did a series of tests. They shot iodine into my lungs. Maybe there's a lump in his chest. And they concluded that basically I was rushing back to work after surgery, doing too much. Mm. And So anyway, they're telling me it's anxiety. But the bottom line is, I didn't want people to say, what's the deal? Has he got a heart thing?
We don't know.
The time of reflection, I think God used that. Mm. Because since then, I've tried to pull back to the degree that I can. Anyway, getting back to Robin, I just didn't want to leave people suspended in the midst of... He was at the hospital.
And
That's good, because...
I'm told I'm okay.
The key is, that's good. It's the small things in life the children remember, and the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
They remember you cooking in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They remember you being at the wedding. I mean, it's those important moments. And that's what we have to build up on. Taking the time to spend with the family, mm-hmm, and saying, you know, I can put this aside, and I can take that time. I can set my life with correct priorities. What's most important? And that's what this book is about too. It's about looking at your life and deciding what is most important in my life. Set those priorities and stick with it. It's not money. It's not fame. It's not what's in the bank account. It's what you're pouring into those children and grandchildren. And with you guys, I know another thing, being fathers, little girls watch. I watched my father, and although he was very, very busy, he set a legacy in me that continues today. And it's because I'm in ministry, which I did not want to be when I was a young woman, that God called me into ministry. I'm in ministry because I watched the faithfulness of my father. I watched the impact that his life had on other people. Exactly what you're doing.
Amen.
You're setting a legacy today.
Fathers can make a huge, huge difference in the life of a daughter. And one of the things that dads can do is make sure that that daughter understands that she is beautiful.
Yes.
There's a wonderful friend who said many years ago, make sure, fathers, that you tell her she's pretty, because otherwise she's going to fall for the first guy that tells her.
Right. Please make time to read No Regrets. It's a very important book written from a very deep chapter from somebody who we've just come to love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much.
Just to close on I guess, one topic that really is difficult because, and we touched on it in the previous episode, the ease with which we can put on an air of righteous indignation when somebody does something that we don't like. It's so easy with the internet to think that we're anonymous when we start typing out these angry
right.
responses to things. How do we develop true forgiveness and ability to just let things go? I mean, how do we get to that point where we can truly just not allow these things to take us to where the enemy wants us to go, to a spirit of anger?
Can I give you just a brief testimony? My father, because he was busy as a mm-hmm, young woman, mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that I had buried animosity. And through prayer, in my prayer closet, the Lord pointed out that I had held anger, hidden anger, in my heart against my dad because I didn't feel like he was there enough. So the Lord had me write a letter to my father. I wrote a four-page letter and I sent it off to him, and he read the letter and he called me and he said, "I don't understand, Robin." And I said, "Dad, you don't need to." I said, "Just will you forgive me because I've had anger against you?" And he said, "Of course I will." And Derek, from that day forward, we were best friends. He had 140 acres of land, and when he was making decisions at the end of his life, he said, "I want to give you the best of the land." And so my father and I became very best friends. I didn't realize that I had the animosity. So sometimes it starts with prayer and really asking God to identify the hidden sins of our hearts, as the scripture says. We hide things in our heart. When God brings it to light, we have to make a decision. It's as simple as a decision. And when we move on that decision, God-directed decision, he will take it away for us.
Amen.
It's a powerful message, but sometimes it's the most difficult one to absorb because it means being reflective. That means having to look in the mirror, as it were, and sometimes the reflection that's staring back out isn't very pleasant. That's uncomfortable. That's hard. But it's necessary if you want to live a life of no regrets. Robin, it's really been an honor and a pleasure getting to know you.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it. Hope the book does very well because this is going to be a real benefit. No Regrets, Robin Bertram, the author, and we thank you for watching as we keep watch. With Joe Artis Horn and Sharon Gilbert, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.